This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 5 new Amrit Bharat Express trains from West Bengal and Assam today. He will flag off 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains from Hooghly in West Bengal. These trains are Howrah Anand Vihar Terminal Amrit Bharat Express, Sialdah Banaras Express and Shantragachi Tambaram Express. The Prime Minister will also flag off 2 new Amrit Bharat Express trains at Kaliabor in Assam's Nagaon district. These trains are the Kamakhya Rohtak Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and the Dibrugarh Lucknow Gomti Nagar Amrit Bharat Express. The new train services will strengthen rail connectivity between the northeast and northern India, enabling safer and more convenient travel for the people. Prime Minister Modi yesterday virtually flagged off 4 new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Prime Minister Modi launched a scathing attack on the Trinamool Congress or TMC government, labelling it ruthless and calling for its immediate departure from power. Mr. Modi said this while inaugurating new projects worth over 3,000 crore rupees and flagging off several trains at Malda in West Bengal. The Prime Minister highlighted illegal infiltration as the state's gravest challenge, stating that it has reached a critical stage altering regional demographics and local languages.
Bengal ke samne एक बहुत बड़ी चुनौती घुसपैठ की है टीएमसी के नेता टीएमसी का सिंडिकेट सालों से यहां घुसपैठियों को बसाने उन्हें वोटर बनाने का खेल खेल रहा है पश्चिम बंगाल के अनेक क्षेत्रों में आबादी का संतुलन भी बिगड़ रहा है कई जगह भाषा और बोली में फर्क आ रहा है
Mr. Modi said that while many wealthy nations are actively deporting illegal immigrants, the TMC government is failing to do so for political reasons. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has imposed a fine of 22.2 crore rupees on IndiGo following large-scale delays and cancellations by the airline in early December last year. During the period of 3rd to 5th of December, cancellation of 2,507 flights and delays of 1,852 flights caused inconvenience to over 3 lakh passengers stranded at various airports. The inquiry committee constituted by DGCA found that the primary causes for the disruption were over-optimization of operations, inadequate regulatory preparedness, shortcomings in the management structure, and operational control. The committee observed that the airline's management failed to adequately identify planning deficiencies, maintain sufficient operational buffers, and effectively implement the revised flight duty time limitation or FDTL provisions. The Commission for Air Quality Management in Delhi NCR and adjoining areas has invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan or GRAP across the entire NCR with immediate effect. The decision comes after Delhi's air quality index touched 400. Placing it in the very poor category. US President Donald Trump has announced a 10% import tariff on goods from 8 European countries starting in February, citing their opposition to US's control of Greenland. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said, tariff would take effect in February and apply to Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, United Kingdom, the Netherlands and Finland. He added that the levy would be raised to 25% from 1st of June if no agreement is reached on what he described as the complete and total purchase of Greenland by US. In ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 18 runs under the DLS method in a rain-hit Group A match in Zimbabwe last night. This was India's second successive win in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.